The State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, injected 12.38 trillion rupees into the financial system through two separate open market operations, OMOs, on June 27, 2025, to manage the liquidity vacuum caused by Eid-related cash demand and fiscal needs of the government constrained by International Monetary Fund, IMF, conditions. The larger of the two was a conventional reverse repo OMO, in which SBP accepted 12.20 trillion rupees out of 12.42 trillion rupee offered by banks at a rate of 11.07% for a 7-day tenor. A total of 34 bids were accepted out of 36 received, with rates ranging between 11.20% and 11.04%. Additionally, a Sharia-compliant Mudaraba-based OMO saw the SBP accept 178 billion rupees out of 326 billion rupee offered at a slightly higher rate of 11.13% for the same tenor. Only two bids were received and accepted, showing limited participation from Islamic financial institutions. Analysts attributed the rise in OMO stock to higher currency in circulation during Eid, a temporary effect, and a lag between debt repayments and incoming inflows. They expect OMO levels to ease as inflows materialize in the coming weeks. In the currency market, the Pakistani rupee slightly weakened against the US dollar on Friday, falling by 0.02% in the interbank market. By day's end, the rupee closed at 283.72, down 5 paisas from Thursday's close of 283.67. Meanwhile, gold prices in Pakistan also saw a steep decline, mirroring a global drop of nearly 2% after confirmation of a U.S.-China trade agreement boosted investor risk appetite and reduced demand for safe haven assets. According to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Sarafa Association, the per tola gold price dropped by 5,000 rupees to 351,000 rupees, while the 10-gram price fell 4,287 rupees to 300,925 rupees. This came after gold gained 1,335 rupees per tola the previous day, reaching 356,000 rupees. Adnan Agar, director at Interactive Commodities, said gold hit a new intraday low on Friday. Gold touched a low of $3,255 and is now trading around $3,276 after opening at $3,320, he said, adding that the trend remains bearish, with potential downside targets near $3,213 before any short-term rebound. He added that confirmation of a U.S.-China trade deal has dampened gold's momentum, and if similar agreements emerge with other major economies like the European Union, gold could revisit levels between $3,000 and $2,800 in the medium term. Sentiment is currently tilted towards the downside, and the market may continue to face pressure into next week, Agar said.